Well, hello, 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 and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. And later on the recording on Tuesday, November the 24th, it's a nice misty day here in Vancouver, like our November days can be. My name is Carla McNeil, and I conduct these Terrific Tuesday teleclasses every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific. You dial into 218-862-7200, and the bridge is 549-706. So we conduct these every Tuesday night at 5:30 Pacific for 30 minutes. And for those of you who are too shy to ask questions during the call, please do feel free to send me an email or give me a call. My direct line is 877-767-7544, and my email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. Do keep those questions and comments coming in. I do love to receive them and read them. And as always, I want to thank you very much for choosing to spend your time listening to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, both live here tonight and on the recording. Time, the most precious commodity that we have, the one that we can never replace. So thank you very much for joining me. I really do appreciate it. I'm very grateful that you do. It keeps me going. I am looking for people to join the McNeil Championship team who are wanting to play in that team environment, because that team environment is critical to me. I realize every day at my slave camp job just how much better things work in a team environment when everybody's doing what they're good at and everybody's pulling their weight. So if you are ready and willing to be coached, mentored, and supported to achieve the life of your dreams, send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com and let me know. Say, I'm ready. Tonight's Terrific Tuesday teleclass is about emotions that can lead to changes in your life. And I have just gone through a kind of a rough emotional period over the past few days, and has really made me stop and think about where I am and where I want to be. And the emotions are one of the most powerful forces that are inside us. And we can perform heroic challenges or meet heroic challenges, acts. Just, it's amazing, as well as some pretty barbaric ones. And emotions are the fuel that keep us going, that keep us driving towards achieving the why, achieving the dream. But what are the emotions that really cause people to act? This is a teaching that I learned from the great Jim Rohn, and it really kind of hit me, having gone through a bit of an emotional turmoil myself. So the four basic emotions that can trigger just absolutely incredible activity are disgust, decision, desire, and resolve. And the day that you allow all of these emotions to fuel you is the day that your life is going to turn around. And number one, disgust. I love Jim Rohn says, this is not usually a word that people associate with positive action. However, if it's properly challenged, disgust really can change a person's life. And it's kind of like reaching that point of no return, when you're just ready to throw in the towel and say, that's it, I've had it, I'm not taking any more of this. I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of being embarrassed. I'm tired of living a mediocre life. Enough is enough. And one of the things that has happened to me is I've been a little under the weather. And because of that, I reverted back to a lot of my old programming. Kind of, we do that when we get sick. We go back to the comfort zone, being taken care of, the comfort foods, the comfort activities, all the different things that you associate with that as you are growing up and being taught how to handle all the different things in your life. So I realized that, like, oh my God, this is what my life used to be like all the time before I started on this journey of personal development, before I started on this journey of building my own multi-level marketing team. And I realized, oh my gosh, I don't want to go back there. I like where I am now. And I realized that it's like, oh, my life was so shallow before. It was a tough thing to take a look at. But then I got hit with another one of disgust. And that's like, how many of you in your slave camp jobs are busting your butt, doing what it is you know that needs to be done, and you are propping up the team? You're doing more than your fair share. Or you perform to a certain level, but the rest of the team doesn't do the same. And that has just happened to me. And I realize that I'm getting more work, and just because, well, that's just not the way the other person works. Well, guess what? It's our job. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And it's almost like being penalized for being efficient. Do you know what I mean? Been there, done that. And I thought, this is ridiculous. Why doesn't the boss do something about this? Why doesn't the boss talk to the other team members and say, look, this is what is required of your job. Here you go. This is what we need to do. Hasn't happened. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm tired of doing that. Enough is enough. I don't want to be penalized for being efficient anymore. And that's what happens when you are building someone else's business rather than your own. You end up, because you're more efficient, because you're more proficient, because you, even in my case, I mean, I love what I do. And it's fairly obvious in my job, my slave camp job. I do love what I do. But disgust. Disgust it at where my life used to be. And not that there was anything wrong with it, but you know what? It's not for me now. And disgust it at what I'm putting up with in my slave camp job. Number two is decisions. And so many times in life, you see it daily, people need to be pushed to the wall in order to make a decision. Have you been there? I know I have. Now, I personally, I'm a champion decision maker. I make decisions fairly quickly. But one of the reasons I can do that now is because of all of the preparation that I have done in the past. Because it's easy to make a quick decision when you've done the preparation. It's easy to recognize a package that's available online. You know, somebody, the next guru comes out with their big package. It's easy to recognize that that is something that's going to really benefit me. It's also then easy to recognize, no, that's not for me right now. I can see potentially down the road, but I'm not at that level. So being prepared helps you make that particular decision. So being pushed to the wall before you make that decision is where most people are. And once you reach that point, then you're going to have to deal with all the conflicting emotions about making the decision. You reach that fork in the road. And whether that fork's got two prongs or three prongs or four prongs, it's really very understandable that all those decisions can create a lot of stress in your life. They can create those knots in your stomach. They can keep you awake at night. But making life decisions can be likened to an internal civil war. I love that from Jim Rohn. Making life-changing decisions can be likened to an internal civil war because there are so many different things that you can do. And when your back is against the wall, each one of those forks, no matter which one you take, has some consequences. It has some results. Every single decision you make has results. And whether you're going to be bold or whether you're going to be timid, whether it's thought out or impulsive, setting that course of action is critical. Now, decision making, the reason you need to be prepared, but you don't want to be prepared to the point of never believing you know enough or never making that decision, you know, still having your back against the wall, having done all that research, all the decision, you're back against the wall and having to make a decision, even though you've already done all the research, you still can't decide. That's because of belief in you. You will then need to get more belief in yourself. The worst thing you can do at this point is camp at that fork in the road and not make that decision. And yet, that is a decision in itself. Not making the decision is a decision. You're not going to do anything. Is a decision. So you're much better off to put into play all that stuff that you have learned, all the courses, the books, the CDs you've listened to. Put it into action and make that decision. Because you know what? It's really much better to make a wrong decision because that's going to allow you to move in that battle, that civil war that's going on inside of you. Even if you were to make a wrong decision, you're still going to get some results. Now, you may not like the results, but you'll know what not to do later. And part of that civil war, it's a battle. So sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, but you're staying there. You still keep fighting. You still keep making the decisions. Because the worst thing you can do is not to make that decision at all. That is the worst. So it's far better to make a wrong decision than not to make a decision at all. Number three is desire. And how do you actually get that desire? How do you find out what it is that you want and then build and build and build? And two things that Jim Rohn talks about desire is one, it comes from the inside, not the outside. And number two is it can be triggered by outside forces. Now, many times I have talked on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass about the two exercises that you can do, and you can sit down and figure out what it is that you want. What is that desire that you have in your life? And when you're, the two exercises I talk about are sitting down, having someone sitting across from you, you closing your eyes, and having that person for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, continuously repeat the question, what do you want, what do you want, what do you want? The other one is to sit down and write. Now, a number of people have said, but you know what, Carla? I've tried sitting down and writing for an hour, and nothing comes to mind. My pen just sits there. There are a number of things, then, that you can do to get those juices flowing in your brain so that you're going to have some sort of understanding about your personal desires. And one of them could be a song that really tugs at your heart. I know for me, people send me, I'm a dog person, my husband and I, we have one dog now, we had two before, and we'll be getting another one. So sending me the emails about dogs really are the ones that I love. I just received a couple today. And, you know, what am I going to do, me and my dog, when I get old? It's just fun things that tug at your heart, the things that you like. So somewhere in there is your desire. It could be a memorable sermon. I listen to Creflo Dollar all the time. I listen to many people, and just something that's going to move you. Have you ever been listening to something or someone and it's moved you to tears? Have you been watching a movie and it's moved you to tears? Or you've thoroughly enjoyed it and just had an awesome time laughing and laughing? Part of your desires are there. What about a conversation with a friend? Something that's memorable about a conversation that you had with a friend. Or even an enemy. It could be a bitter experience. But those are going to be things that are going to trigger your desires. So even a book or an article can trigger that desire. Oh, wow, I want that. Oh, wow, I want to do that. Wow, I want to be just like that. And what you're doing is you're searching for your own hot button. So before you sit down and do the exercise of writing out what you want for an hour and just straight writing, not letting your pen leave the page, or you sit down with someone else and do the what do you want, what do you want, what do you want. If you've attempted to do those exercises before and haven't been as successful as you would like to have been, then do this one first. Sit down and think about what tugs at your heart, what has triggered your emotions in the past. Build on those. Recognize that those are where your desires are. And don't erect that wall around yourself so that you don't experience those emotions, those desires, those things that protect you, or you think they're protecting you. I used to be so proud of the fact that, oh, I don't cry. Now, oh, I do all the time. It's an awesome. I'm actually less stressed now that I do that. So that was a wall that I was building around some of my raw desires and understanding what some of my own were. The same wall that I erected to keep me from feeling those very powerful emotions are also the ones that keep out all of the really fun growth, enriching experiences. So don't do that to yourself. Allow all of it in, all of those wonderful desires. And the next time you recognize one, that could be the one that could change your life forever. It's amazing. Number four, resolve. Resolve says, I will. They are the two most potent words in the English language. I will. I will make this happen no matter what. I will sponsor 100 children through Plan Canada. I will. And that resolve gets your brain thinking. Get on autopilot. How can I make it happen? How can I make it happen? How can I make it happen? Benjamin Disraeli, the great British statesman, once said, "Nothing can exist in a human that will stake even its existence on the extent of its purpose." Nothing can resist a human that will stake even its existence on the extent of its purpose. In other words, when someone says, do or die, nothing's going to stop them. I'm sure you've heard in interviews where Donald Trump, where people have asked him, well, what would you do if you lost your fortune? He'd build it again. He'd build it again. He will. Because he's climbed that mountain before. He knows how to do it, and he will do it again. He will resolve, just like you will resolve. I will. Whatever it is you want to add to that, I will sponsor 100 children through Plan Canada. What's your resolve? What's your I will? When you believe in yourself enough to say, I will, and you build in yourself that iron will determination, you'll make it happen. You will make it happen. And you promise yourself that you'll never give up. You'll never throw in the towel and say, I quit. Think about it. How long does a baby try to learn to walk until they get it done? So there's no way that the baby's going to say, oh, I give up. There's no way. There's that, watch a baby, watch in a park with children, with the young children. They're going to make that happen no matter what. It's a really vital, vital lesson there. How long are you going to work to make your dreams come true? And the answer is, as long as it takes. For some people, it takes longer than others. But when you resolve that you will make it come true, you'll never give up. It will happen as long as it takes. So, Jim Rohn has some awesome, great teachings. So let me recap, kind of summarize what the four emotions are that can lead to life change. Emotions being the most powerful forces inside of us. Because remember, it's your responsibility to motivate yourself to make sure all of this happens. So the four are disgust, I've had it with being broke. I've had it with being the person who's penalized for being efficient. I have had it with being embarrassed about where I am in life. The person who finally says, mediocrity is not for me, and look out. That could be the day your life changes forever. Number two, decision. Make that decision. Make that decision. Don't camp on the fork in the road. That's the worst place you can possibly be. That's a place where it's the most stressful, the most expensive in terms of time, money, energy. Camping at the fork of the road is the worst place to be, both physically and emotionally. So make that decision. Decide. Remember, it's far better to make a wrong decision than not make a decision at all. Far better. Number three, desire. Find out what your desires are if you don't know. Build on them when you do know them. Build on them continuously. Do a little dreaming every day. Do a little soul searching every day, because remember, desire comes from the inside, not the outside, but it can be triggered by outside forces. And number four, resolve. I will. The two words among the most potent in the English language. I will sponsor 100 children with Plan Canada. I will build this business. How long are you going to work to make your dreams come true? And your answer to yourself, to your dream, needs to be as long as it takes. I'd like to thank you very much for listening to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And as always, I can be reached at 877-767-7544, or send me an email at Carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. And keep those questions coming. Keep those comments coming. I do love to hear from you. And I will be conducting a free session on Wednesday, December the 9th, on how to use Facebook and Twitter to build your business, to generate leads. So that's going to be a free 30-minute session on how to use Twitter and Facebook on how to generate leads for your business. If you are interested in attending that particular session, send me an email at Carla@retirewithcarla.com, and I will put you on the list, and as the details come out, because I'm not totally sure right now whether it's going to be a webinar or a teleseminar, but December 9th, mark that day on your calendar. It will be at 5:30 Pacific again, and I look forward to hearing you on that call. And thank you very much for joining me tonight on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And I look forward to hearing you again. And remember to always have some fun. Thank you.